coast to coast, pole to pole, all around the world on the internet, and now broadcasted in over 125 countries through the airwaves. Thanks to the marvel of technology, I am coming at you live from my little guest house in Memphis, Tennessee. This is Keith Anthony Blanchard, your host of the Center of Light radio show, Center of Divine Unfoldment and Reinforcement.
Welcome all. This is the Center of Light radio show. I am your host, Keith Anthony Blanchard. This is the second show of the year. It's kind of like I got out of my groove for a little while. I guess the holidays did a serious number on me, playing music and celebrating and doing what it is I do every day. But I'm getting back in the groove, and I'm grateful and happy about my guests tonight. A couple of quick announcements. At last, 15 years later, from my trip to South India, I have just released, about a week or so ago, my latest book called For the Love of God, A Spiritual Journey, about my pilgrimage to South India to see an avatar. Avatar translates to divine descent by the name of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Being in a spiritual movement, I'm sure many of you have heard of Sai Baba. But this book is the wonderful story about my time there on his ashram, miracles after miracles. You can go to www.fortheloveofgodbook.net, www.fortheloveofgodbook.net, to check out what's going on surrounding my brand new work. I'm so excited. Also, you can go to amazon.com and look up The Divine Principle, Anchoring Heaven on Earth by yours truly. And while you're there, make sure you look at Eden Sky Wonders Why. Eden, like the Garden of Eden. Eden Sky Wonders Why. Children's book series modeled after my beautiful son. All good reads. I'm really proud of my work. I'm really happy about this radio show. Thanks to Mr. Jim Renford Powell, Mr. Cecil McDaniels in the room somewhere, poking around, doing his moderating thing and his listening thing. Hopefully he'll come in and chime on a little later. But also Cecil was an integral part of the release of For the Love of God. In fact, he's the one that put this thing together like an amazing sandwich. And I'm grateful to Cecil and Linda Chaplin Westbrook, Cindy Somerville, who contributed to the editing, David Matthew Brown, phenomenal speaker out in Burbank, California at the Unity Churches there, also has done and still does work with Michael Beckwith, wow, Dr. Rita Louise, number one best-selling author. She has her own radio show. I'm just leveled by the talent, the creative abilities in these fine folks that stepped up to the stage and to the plate and offered their wonderful contributions to my new book, For the Love of God. Let's get right down to the show. All right, tonight my guest is Susanna Furr, M.E.D. She is a licensed professional counselor with 25 years of experience in the counseling field. In addition to counseling, she has taught many courses in meditation, attuned others in Reiki. facilitated workshops and retreats, and utilizes her highly developed intuition to conduct intuitive consultations. Susanna's mission is to be a loving witness and guide for others who are awakening their hearts and seeking to balance and integrate the fragments of self into wholeness. I love that. Seeking to integrate the fragments of self into wholeness. You can bet that's the question I'm going to ask coming out of the gate. Susanna will be speaking to our audience tonight about a teaching she calls Happy Now, 5 Essential Keys to Personal Happiness and Sacred Aliveness. Ooh, juicy two words right there, sacred aliveness. She is currently working on a book that includes these teachings. Welcome to the Center of Light, Susanna Furr.
Great to be here, Keith, and so excited to hear about your new book.
Thank you, man.
I'm going to have to get that one. I've got your other one. I want this one, too.
Oh, lovely. Let's be in contact. I'll make sure one gets in the mail towards you.
Yes.
Again, thank you for being here. It's been, like you said, at least a year and a half, more likely a couple of years since we actually even spoke other than a quick hello on Facebook. But as I mentioned in your bio, I love your program, Happy Now. I love the title. I love the sacred aliveness. Love it. A word that's always been with me throughout my spiritual path, my spiritual walk, my spiritual unfoldment is integration. And that really caught my attention in your bio. Give me more about, I understand the words balance and I understand the words integrate. Give me your perspective on integrating the fragments of the self into wholeness.
Okay, well, I guess you would say it's more of a Western psychology way of talking about soul retrieval in the world of shamanism. And so, you know, the way that I see it is, of course, we were born on this planet. We all go through, and we bring with us, if you believe in reincarnation, we often bring with us still some deep-rooted suffering and misery or issues or karma from other lives. And so we pretty much leave pieces of ourselves, not only in maybe other lifetimes, but also throughout this particular lifetime, traumas, difficulties, growing, you know, no one's raised perfectly because there are no perfect parents. So we have different fragments that we just kind of leave here and there at different stages of our growth and development. And so integrating those is about really, you know, there's about getting to know, what are all these fragments? Where did I leave that? At what age? And bringing those fragments home or back into wholeness. I also call it bringing them home into the heart because, you know, it's just such a warm and fuzzy and really accurate for me way of putting it because we can we use our hearts to center in a place of embracement by our divine source or by creator. We make that connection, and from there, we're able to reach out to all these different fragments, even if we don't know where they are or where we left them. We just call them home. And part of my work as a therapist is, you know, talking through those difficult times and then actively processing and welcoming back those pieces back into the heart so that we create one whole self. And hopefully we keep moving along the path, advancing along and evolving till we get to the point like Sai Baba as an avatar or as an as enlightened one. And we no longer have to keep, because the more whole we become, the less fragmented we are, the less we're held and bound to kind of this wheel of karma and the cycle of life on Earth. Perhaps on other planets.
So these fragments that you're speaking about, I'm taking it that you're implying fragments, though there are many fragments. We even have fragments of our happy selves. But the fragments you're speaking about are those parts of us that are not yet connected to the other fragments that are aware of itself as part of a whole. That being said, my question to you is, we don't have to get into semantics, but just in generally speaking, we talk about past lives, we talk about future lives. And when we talk about spirit, there is no time, so we talk about the eternal now. So that all being said, Everything is happening at once. Those past lives are happening now. Those future lives are happening now. Though the future does have potential, the past still has potential because, and tell me from your work, at least if you agree with this, or you can maybe can expound or disagree, that when we heal those present unhealed fragments, does that, in your opinion and from your work, does that affect the past life? Quote, in other words, if we correct something in our present situation, could it make us more happy in our past life experience?
I believe so, because I have my own personal practice that I do that maybe we'll talk about in another radio show called The Web of Creation. And I actually do that. I actually call, send out energy from the present or the eternal now, as you put it, because that's totally it. And reaching out past and future and to all parts of myself. And I know that when I do that in this moment, when I bring in and I uplift and myself and feel the love and the joy and the bliss now, that reaches out, that ripples out and activates every single part, fragment and self and subpersonality is sometimes called, throughout time and space, multidimensionally. Yes.
When you work with people, I don't know, so it's an open-ended question. Do you do not necessarily hypnosis, but do you have a dialogue with them as such to where you using them as a sounding board to nitpick or whatever word you choose to track, target, to find where from inside of the individual that the information is coming from, followed with a why you feel that way. Is there something surrounding this issue for you that comes to mind that you may not be aware of until this session that we're having now? I mean, are you kind of like poking around to see where this might be coming from so you could best target the condition so you can best know what to do and how to do it?
Well, I don't know if the word poking around is really quite it, but I let me just tell you what I do is I teach every client basic meditation, just mindfulness of the breath meditation, and I find that, and then we actually do it together in session for about 5 or 10 minutes, and I find that really centers people and that they actually come forth with it pretty quickly. I think because I hold that, I can hold that container, and I have that certainty and that knowing that they are here for the very reason that we're talking about, to integrate into the eternal now, and there's just all this permission when we're sitting together, and they just come forth with it. But of course, when I'm hearing someone's life story or they're talking about something, yes, I will get a very strong hit, intuitive hit.
That was my next question, is when you're doing this, are you getting glimpses?
Yes, I get strong into intuitive hits, as I call them, knowings. Sometimes I just get images, but mostly for me it's a claircognizant thing. I just know something, and then I'll just start to ask questions along those lines. I'll say, well, tell me more about this. Now, what happened again when you were that age? And it's not so much so we don't go digging for anything. We don't go poking.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's sort of like invasive. And I like to be more organic and I really believe that the psyche, our soul, will offer up these, if they're memories, or offer up what needs to be healed without us having to go digging around for them.
The soul knows they're there for healing, and so the soul will offer up what it feels is for the individual's growth and not undermining where they are to understood. Very, very nice. Very nice.
Right.
So,
and dreams as well. You know, dreams are wonderful. Dreams are wonderful offerings from our psyche and our soul about, you know, what needs to be healed and what's unresolved still. So, and powers and gifts and talents and things that we have yet to maybe fulfill or bring into manifest. And so it's just.
Do you have an entire program that you use basically for your clients with this new program, Happy Now? Or I'm sure it differs for each person, but is there a general program that you use? One, in the healing of the fragments or balancing the self, for example, some past life stuff, or you in the meditation stuff, or are you doing any guided meditations, or are you offering any other ideas that makes for a very nice whole package?
Well, no, that's really not the way I operate, because I do feel that to me that feels a little too
rigid,
too much of an agenda, and too much
too
rigid. Now, of course, I do offer like the structure, you know, a loose structure and container of just building trust, and then the meditation. I do will from time to time come up with a guided meditation. It just spontaneously will start happening. So that's why I will audio tape those for the client, and then put them out as an MP3 or burn them for them on a CD, because that coming is like coming through me just directly for them. But I, you know, everyone's so different, Keith, and it's hard to,
right.
As soon as I would come up with a program like that, someone would walk in the door and totally
shatter it
and say, I don't want to do that. You know, what are you talking about, woman? So I'd like to just keep it free and open because of that just the spontaneity of the moment. That's where the creativity is. That's very creative. And I feel like it's a healing art is what it is, and it's super creative. I just love it.
So this work we're talking about now, is this part of Happy Now, or is Happy Now some other program, just some other program?
Well, I'll tell you how it developed. So when you and I met, Keith, it was back in at a metaphysical fair in Memphis. I think it was 2011. We were coming up on 2012. And I took the whole, pretty much the year of 2012, and I left the conventional position at the University of Mississippi, where I was the associate director of the counseling center there. And I took a year off, did some traveling around the world, and then decided, I have these intuitive gifts that I have used, but not really out there. I haven't really put myself out there. And I was encouraged to, why don't you go do some intuitive readings at these metaphysical expos and body, mind, spirit things. So I decided to do that. And I sat down with my tarot cards and started just opening myself up to guidance. And I said, what am I doing? And all of a sudden, I just started getting this teaching coming to me. It was like, we all know that everyone's looking for happiness. And when, no matter what, of course, when I see it, people are coming in, everybody wants happiness. Everyone wants to drop the depression, the anxiety, the doubts, the fears. And so I knew that doing readings, it would be, basically people wanting to, really look for what's going to make me happy, how am I going to be happy. And so I thought, so that word kept coming up, happy. And then I thought, I bet I can come up with an acronym for that word. And so happy, I've broken down into, as an acronym, the H stands for here, being in the here and now. And the A stands for awake, being awake. These are all key components, right, to being to creating happiness. The first P stands for passion, Doing what has heart and meaning for you, and we can go into, we'll go into more of this as we go. I'm just going to give you the whole thing. So here, awake, passion. The second P is for power, okay, how we use our power, our fear of power, and so forth. And then the Y stands for yes, saying yes to life. So
love it.
I developed this 5-card spread with the cards, tarot. And all of it just kept coming. Okay, so that's what I do when I do consultations, intuitive consultations, not just straight counseling. And sometimes I'll pull them out during the counseling session, but straight on, intuitive reading, that's what I'll do. I'll do what I call a happy reading or a happy now reading. And so, yes, it's a formula. And since it's a program, it sets up a structure for What do you need to have? These are the things we really focus on and we must focus on to create true happiness in our lives. Because happiness, we've kind of been taught, we've been socially conditioned to think that it's something external, something outside of ourselves that we have to seek. Like, you know, when I lose 20 pounds or I'll be happier. When I find my soulmate, I'll be happier. When I get that job, I'll be happier. When I make more money, and so, you know, on, so on and on and so on. And realizing that really true happiness is not conditional. It's unconditional. And it's completely within our hands to create, even in the midst of difficult times in our lives, because we all go through those difficult times, major losses, whatever might be going on. If we know that all we have to do is be here, present in the now moment, the eternal now, that wakes us up, we become awake at that point, and then we step into our passion, we start doing what has heart and meaning for us, and then we really, and this is the one I think that's most difficult, the power one, because we have really been twerked on that one. Twerk? Did I say twerk? We have really been, we've been messed with, you know, as a people on this planet concerning power. And so we talk really in depth about that
still
one. And then saying yes, just saying yes. And yes is really just a matter of accepting, but not in a resigning or like a, okay, wait, but just really going, this is what's happening now. And instead of resisting this, I will acknowledge it. I'll go with it. I'll go with the flow and not get my panties in a wad, because resisting something only makes it stronger. So yes is a key component too. It doesn't mean not being able to have your boundaries and say no to something you don't want, but there's a lot to that one as well. So obviously there's a chapter on that, right, on each one of these.
Yeah, right.
And then I took the word now and I turned that into, you know, it's an acronym for never-ending, omnipresent wholeness. And of course it's just, you know, the eternal now. It's the present moment, and it, which is never-ending. And if we were to stop right now, or if the listeners were to, you know, continue to listen, but at the same time take a few breaths and focus on that feeling of this eternal moment that, you know, again, in fact, you've mentioned it already, that there is no time and space, really. There's no time. And everything's all happening all at once. So just to really get in touch with that, that there is no time and everything's happening at once, and this is the moment of power, you know, right here. This is the moment to be awake. I think the Buddha did say, oh, goodness. Now where is it? I forgot. I'll come up with it later. But, oh, there's only one moment in which to awaken. That moment is now. So really stepping into the now, right, at this moment, be conscious of it and realize that each moment becomes the next moment. And your energetic awareness tracks each now and this now and this now and like the pulse beat of our heart. So it's endless. And it's also omnipresent. It's present everywhere all at once. And it's not contained, again, by time or space. And then, of course, this is the wholeness. This is what we speak of when we talk about God or the divine or, you know, spirituality. This is it. That's why, you know, I thought happy now. That's a great formula. That's easy for me to remember. I'm in a bad mood, or if my ego's gotten, you know, triggered somehow, and I'm off on a rant in my mind about so-and-so said such-and-such to me, and, you know, all of that stuff. And then all I have to do is take a breath and go happy. Just happy now. Be here. Be right here, right now. Be awake. Bring your consciousness to this moment. Don't go down. Don't go back into automatic pilot and start reacting from just that unconscious level. And remember your passion. Settle into your heart. You know, open the heart. Breathe from the heart. And what are you going to do with this power? What's your choice here? Power is about choice. It's about will, the will to act, and our intention. And then saying, once again, saying yes. So it's something I do with myself quite a bit. you know, to reboot, to come back to the moment. And I feel like it's a handy little formula.
Mm-hmm. I just absolutely enjoyed your presentation. I think it's absolutely brilliant. I understand the acronym to a level. I don't think it's coincidence that you just found these words to fill this acronym, which sounded cool, because I followed every word you said in the acronym all to a point. And I felt it congeal in me, because all the words that you use per letter in the acronym is absolutely essential, absolutely necessary to bring about the result, which is happy now. I thought it was absolutely brilliant, Susanna. So this would be the...
Thank you.
You're welcome. Would this be the five essential keys, the HAPPY, or is this the five essential keys to personal happiness? And is that something different?
No, this is it. These are the keys. These are the five keys.
Wow. Very, very, very powerful. You were talking about passion. Speaking of myself being the passion guru, self-labeled, I guess you could say, you know, I can support and resound on your words. Passion is the ticket. To me, passion is the fuel that you put in your car. You put, you know, nitrous oxide in your car, and you start it, you have a lot of power at your fingertips. For me, it's passion. That passion is synonymous with fuel, or whatever you want to use as a metaphor for energy, or trying to get to where you're going, or trying to create something, whatever it is you want. Passion and sincerity, for me, has been my leverage for many, many years. And I have seen what these two particular forces have done in my life. Just to be sincere and passionate. To me, passion is the active and sincerity is the passive. Two sides of a whole coin. And when you put these two together and you use them consciously, look out. You can't stop the universe from bringing whatever it is, not only to you, but through you.
Right.
It's hard to keep up sometimes when you're in that role.
Mm-hmm. Because there's so much that starts coming, all the creativity and the creative expression and then the people, everything just comes flowing from the heart. I mean, I keep feeling it, you know, I say the heart because it's not, when I say the heart, I don't mean that organ, you know, although it's right there in the chest. I mean, you know, the heart of the source of creation. And that passion is, oh my goodness, it's primordial. I mean, it's something we tap into. And, you know, unfortunately, and, you know, why we search for happiness is because we've been separated from that. We've been conditioned to feel that to not even know that we are part of that. And so this time now that we're living in is everyone's trying now to, this is the time where we're plugging back in to who we really are. Mm-hmm. And you know, the first step in the happy now is to be here, to show up, to be present in your life. That's how you ground in the heart of the now moment. It's just, first of all, just show up.
Yeah.
And people ask, well, how do you bring yourself here? Because unfortunately, there's so many distractions. There's so many things we can do to prevent, to just distract ourselves from being present to this moment. And the easiest way that I know to bring yourself to the here and now, to become aware, to stop, you know, to take a breath or two, and bring all your senses into your awareness. So you start with your sense of sight, and you look around and you notice the colors and the textures that you see and the contrast and the shadows and the light and the objects. You just look around and you awaken your sense of sight, and then you can go to another, the next one could be your hearing, and you start listening. What do I hear? What do I hear now? And, you know, it could be birds and cars going down the street, or conversation in the next room, or this radio show, my voice going on and on, or whatever. What do you hear? silence.
Would you say that it would be more beneficial, as those things you just described, what do you hear, what do you see, more beneficial to not say it was a bird or I saw that or I saw that, but just to absorb, use it as an awareness expansion exercise to just take in, because even though we may call it a bird and we have the best intentions, somehow, some way, somewhere, we are still judging it to be a bird versus the divine expressing itself. Have you ever found that to be true for you, to just take things in and not divide them so much?
Absolutely. Like I take a morning walk, and I'm practicing with just listening, and just the sound of the birds, and just sort of unplug from not even thinking about that as birds, but just listening to the sound, and not even think of it as music, but just these amazing sounds come out, the vibrations, the high tones, the low tones, and not putting any labels on it. I totally agree. Without any
labels, because if we call that a bird, immediately some part of us, though we have the best intentions, and I know what I mean, somewhere in our subconscious, we're still creating a division, because that's not me doing it, that's the bird doing it. And when we remove all those attachments, even walking in the woods and you see a turtle and you see spider webs and spiders and deers and rabbits and all that cool stuff, when you just sit in that state of absolute awe, there is a magic that happens. Susanna, we're about to go into commercial break, bottom of the hour. Would you give out your contact information to our listening audience here in the Center of Light?
Yes, yes. Well, you can contact me. You can go to my website, which is www.nowawakenow.com. So just those three words, nowawakenow.com. And you can email me at Susanna at nowawakenow.com. And my name is spelled Susannah.
Keith Anthony Blanchard, Center of Light Radio. We're going to be right back with my guest, Susanna Furr.
The virtual campus of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics at www.iam-core.org. That's www.iam-core.org. You can see the 3-degree level program, the courses, and the texts of the school. There are free ebooks and downloads, including the Searcher's Roadmap, the Core Document, and the Lightways E-Zine. The Lightways E-Zine is a 25-page electronic magazine and includes a directory of all the shows and their guests from the RBR Network. The Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program. You are invited to go to thelawsofmaterialwealth.com to view Jim Powell, my dear friends, comprehensive, proactive, interactive, ongoing program of personal development. It includes the book, The Laws of Material Wealth, The Laws of Material Wealth Workbook, 5 DVDs, a CD, 3 outline commentaries, and 54 weeks of support material with online coaching by Renfrew. The primary purpose of this program is to assist participants in the process of identifying and verifying the 13 Unity Principles of Success in their own life experiences. The workbook has 5 exercises in each chapter exclusively dedicated to this purpose. The online coaching can be accessed at www.iam-core.org. Again, that's www.iam-core.org.
Welcome back to the Center of Light radio show, every Thursday night, primetime spot, 7 p.m. Central Daylight Time. I am here and hope that you join me repeatedly for this wonderful platform. I always have some very sharp tools in this shit. Hey, I'm very grateful to have doctors and scientists and teachers of all sorts, people who have not only done the work but are living the work via their passion. And my guest tonight, Susanna Furr, her and I were speaking about passion. You know, Susanna, in my life, once I became privy to the idea, you know, when I went through my dark spell and some guy I sort of knew said, Keith, I don't expect you to believe me. Put the things I'm saying in motion and watch what happens. That day, that week, that month, that year, my life became an ongoing miracle. And the more I had the opportunity to see things manifest, the more my excitement and passion would shoot through the roof. So therefore, the quicker and the bigger the manifestations would resound. Therefore, my excitement and my anticipation, and therefore it became this feedback of constantly expanding into excitement and manifestation, excitement, manifestation, excitement, manifestation. So as mm-hmm. you are working with people, are you getting, what would you say, just your percentage of people who are like, ah, I get this and I want that, and you see them really jump on the horse and really take it and make it their own. How many people you seen do that versus those people saying, this is just too tough, it's not for me? Do you see it in the more positive side of things, or more of the negative, to use the word, side of people, or resisting and calling it quits?
Well, I think I've seen lately just more and more people stepping up to the bat in their lives, really showing up and being present, and just growing in leaps and bounds. Now, it could be because when they find me, they see my website, they're really attracted to the work that I do. So I know that when I, several years ago when I worked at the university, I would say the success rate of seeing people really get, you know, fired up and that passion ignited in them would maybe be 60%, 50%. And in these last couple of years, I've seen, you know, I think as my focus is, and I've put myself out there, not even worried about getting the woo-woo label and all of that, but just really with my passion, going full force with my passion and my happy now formula, I'd say 85-90% now. People just, doesn't take them long now. They're just, they all they need is, it's like we've got this, We've got this environment, this energetic environment happening now, where there's a lot of energy for this shift, for people to wake up and for people to step out of the doubt and the fear, to release and to heal that doubt and fear. And I've seen it because 25 years of this work, I've seen it go from a really kind of sledgy, slow, kind of syrupy, molasses slow movement. And, you know, of people barely able to just to make change. And over this 25 years, it's grown. It's just changed so much. It's no longer molasses. It's just this wonderful fluid liquid, and it's amazing to see. And that's confirming to me.
That's very validating to you. Absolutely. You just read my mind. That's a great validation for you, being fluid and watery and liquid, like, to where you're in such an amazing energetic flow that this is all manifestation of your divinity, your work, your, of course, they have their own from their own perspective, but nonetheless, this is somehow sparked by you being the one that's opening up this vessel of light, this channel of light that people can come like moths and actually begin to bathe in it and, you know, hi, you know, hey, this is really, really cool stuff. And therefore, they become forever more planted and grounded in a life of spirituality. Good work. Good for you.
Well, you know, and it's so cool. Thank you. Thank you, Keith. And it's really neat that people that are, you know, all from all kinds of religious and spiritual backgrounds. So it's not, you know, I have no spiritual belief really, but most of them do now. people are really waking up to that. But then, you know, like really devoted Catholics or devoted Presbyterians or, you know, Baptists. I mean, these people are, you know, in the past when I might have felt like, oh, well, they wouldn't want to really resonate with what I do. Oh, my goodness, they eat it up. They love it. And so it's pretty amazing to see the shift and the changes and the movement of it. And the rapidity, I mean, it's fast. And I know you've noticed it. I know you've
Absolutely.
Noticed it. And the listeners, I'm sure all the listeners have noticed it in their lives. But, you know, just quick changes and turnarounds and manifestation of dreams and affirmations.
Is this something you're doing just in person, or are you doing this over the phone? Are you doing this via the internet? How is this all coming to you?
Yeah, I do. I see people in person, on the phone and on Skype or Google Chat. Yeah, just different ways. And it doesn't really matter.
Right.
Yeah, it's still effective even if they're not in person. Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Tell me about your book.
Mm-hmm.
Is your book also called Happy Now?
Yeah, I mean, it's, that's the working title, okay?
Yeah, I know what that's like.
You know what that's like. That's the working title. And, yes, it's all about this formula, working with these five keys. And then, you know, personal stories and such. So right now, I'm definitely going to have Happy Now in the title. But there could be a different subtitle, you know. And
I think that you have a pretty doggone strong name for the book, Happy Now, Five Essential Keys to Personal Happiness and Circular Life. It's very grabbing, and it does say a lot.
Cool. Well, good. Well, that's good to get from you because Mr. Author, you know.
Thank you. I know what the working title's like because, you know, I've often came up with titles and, you know, I was anchored and I'm happy and this is it. And little did I know that Spirit had another plan and something else would come in, and then it felt more true and more aligned and more accurate. And in my last book, the one I just released, I talked about how that I love playing with the idea of working titles because it gives me a direction of the tone or the timber that the work may move into the direction of. And I may come up with a new title, and it gives me a new avenue to explore. And then when I finally get of course, at any moment, I kept thinking those were the final titles until I was reminded. Mm-hmm. But when the intuition said, no, this is it, you're done, then I begin to take all those working titles, and somehow they would just naturally fall into chapter names.
Aha, uh-huh, there you go.
So I was being set up the whole time and didn't know it.
Oh, isn't that great?
It's lovely.
You know, what's really hard is for me, I've got to learn to carry around, well, my phone has a recorder in it, but when I go on my walk, I don't like to carry my cell phone around, right? And that seems to be where a lot of things come. And then by the time I get back, it's like an hour long. And I'm thinking, okay, remember this. I'm repeating all these things to myself. Remember, remember. And then I have to jot everything down once I get home. So creativity, the downloads, the insights, the uploads, whatever you want to call it, it's such an amazing flow to be in, and I just love it. I love it.
What's happening with you now? What's on the horizon other than finishing this awesome book and getting out to the public sphere of awareness? What are you doing presently other than this work and your book? Are you going to be traveling anytime soon? Moving about the country or?
Well, I am putting myself out there. I just finished teaching at a women's retreat, and that was on developing your intuition. And so I just started using crystal singing bowls and sound. You're working with the sound of the crystal singing bowls, and
yeah,
that is
beautiful.
Amazing. So I'm continuing to kind of deepen that work and go into those more and more. I'm also a musician, and so I've been,
I've noticed that a few times.
My Native American flute and my drums and my guitar, so I'm wanting to write some more songs, that creativity. I see a lot of people, so I'm trying to, you know, not see too many, but, of course, you know, you just can't, it's people, what the universe sends, we find each other, they find me, and it's hard for me to say no, so... and then, Keith, you'll probably appreciate this and some of your listeners as well, but I just, for the first time in my life, did a 10-day silent meditation retreat. And it was, it's Vipassana meditation, which is the kind of unadulterated, pure meditation that they say the Buddha taught 2,500 years ago. And it was very amazing. It was really intense. It was very difficult. But I'm really glad I did it. And
completely silent?
Completely silent.
No words. No utterances. Nothing.
Well, the teachers talk. You heard words through the teacher talking, and then you could speak to the teachers. But no talking to your fellow meditators.
I can see how that would be challenging. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, but not only that, Keith. No reading, no writing.
Just with being with yourself.
Just yourself. Just you and the energy of yourself and the mind and all that runs through the mind. And it was pretty amazing. And they have centers all over the world. And I'm going to...
Would you please send me some information about that, please?
I sure will. The one that I went to, the closest to us here in the Mid-South, is the one I went to was in Georgia. And then there's another one in Dallas. But they're all over the world. They're Thailand, India, Colorado, California, Massachusetts, everywhere. You know, it's great. And I recommend it, but it's very grueling. I mean, you got to get ready. You know, you got to be ready to really pace yourself and burn, baby, burn.
Well, I would love to do a duo presentation with you. I've mentioned this to you in the past. Have a double show. Maybe towards the end, one of us, whoever goes first, whoever goes second, can walk out and we can do a dialogue back and forth and take questions from the listening audience about such things. I think it would be a lot of fun, that's for sure.
That'd be awesome.
Is there anything in particular that we have not covered that you want to make sure that this listening audience hears about you and your work so they can gravitate more towards you and be a part of this fluidity that you have going on so nicely, and begin to integrate that into their life?
Okay. Wow, anything more? Well, if whoever's listening, I would just say, and even if they're not listening, it's time to come home, everyone. This is it, this moment. And within that moment, I think the reason why we distract ourselves so much from really sitting and being in the here and now, being here doesn't mean sitting, but just being mindful and being with the moment. There are just fears that kind of build up, things we don't want to look at, things we don't want to face. So I would say it's so worth it. In the moment, it can feel very uncomfortable. But if you have a loving guide, if you have someone who's willing to sit with you and kind of coach you through it, and that's what I do, then you can do it, and you can come through whatever obstacle, self-doubt, stuck in the past kind of feelings that seem to be here or seem to be present. So I just want to say, come on home, come back to, come into this wholeness. The more we do this, the better the world gets. Every time each one of us, one person, one little cell in the body of humanity and of our species on our planet, every time each one of us does this and integrates even a part of ourselves, we have just made the whole that much brighter and more radiant and clearer. So,
when you said mindful, people often ask me, what is mindful? Do you mean aware?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Without thought,
mindful,
without judgment, just mindful?
Mindful is being aware. It's being present to what is without judgment. Mindful living, mindful breathing, mindful meditation. It's about being aware, bringing your consciousness to and your focus to the present moment. So, yes, awareness, being aware of what's happening. Coming out of living on automatic pilot. Like automatic pilot is like grabbing, a bite to eat and sitting down in front of the TV and you're eating while you're watching TV. You're not awake, and I'm not putting that down. Believe me, I've done that plenty in my life and still do, okay? So it's not a criticism. It's just that you know, yeah, we want to unplug and we want to just kind of chill and not be present sometimes. That's okay. But I'm saying, and mindfulness is we want to practice mindfulness, because if we live too much of our life that way, then we make major choices by default or, you know, just going along with the crowd, doing what we think other people want us to do. We don't really fully live if we're not mindful, if we're not awake, if we're not here awake in our passion, our power, using our power wisely and saying yes to life.
An idea, my mentor back in the day, we didn't use the word mindful, but I'm glad it's synonymous. We used the word awareness or aware or conscious, in fact. He would tell me, he says, Keith, if you look out into the ocean and you see a shark, the shark is conscious, but it's not conscious of the fact that it's conscious. It has a conscious, otherwise it couldn't swim around and find its food and have whatever will it has about itself to make decisions to eat or to hunt or therefore. But it doesn't have an awareness or a consciousness of itself. And that's the magic that we have. We have the magic, the power, the awareness that we are aware. Now, here's the trick that I've learned. Here's the path. There are many ways to walk that path, but you want the same result. Not only do you practice mindfulness or consciousness or awareness, the trick is to, like someone who would work out in a gym, is to work that muscle so you begin to expand your consciousness, expand your mindfulness, expand your awareness. Because as you become hyper aware or you start developing your peripheral aware senses, not only could you hear someone conversating with you and listen to the bird and hear what's going on behind you, now that you can hear everything in all these different directions, you can see in multiple directions, you begin to open up intuitive channels, spiritual centers within the body, and then you become larger than what you know is your body, and you begin to become aware of your auric field, and therefore you expand and expand and expand into consciousness. So awareness to me is everything.
Yes, it is. It is. And think about it. Think about it, Keith. I mean, isn't it just mind-blowing that if we look at, you know, the world today and history as we've been taught it and before, you know, anyways, if we look at that and we see how much, I really believe that our awareness has been messed with. I mean, that we've been, you know, that most of humans we've been taught or conditioned to not be aware. You know, stay in your addictions and stay in your consumer, you know, madness, and because it benefits certain people on this planet for us to not be aware.
Yeah, we're not victims by any stretch of the imagination.
No, we're not victims.
But we have been influenced.
And the thing, I think that one of the things that kind of scares people as they awaken is seeing that piece of it. And we want to just kind of go back under the covers and say, I can't face that. But yes, we can, and it's okay, and we're not victims. We you know, and there's no way to stop this awakening. So
Susanna, thank you for coming on the Center of Light. Of course, I'm going to have you back. Would you give out your contact information one more time, please?
Of course I will. My website is www.nowawakenow.com. Three words, nowawakenow.com. And you can reach me via email by my name, Susanna, S-U-S-A-N-N-A-H, at nowawakenow.com.
Susanna, thank you greatly.
It's been wonderful, Keith. Yeah, we've got to do it. Can't wait two more years or whatever.
You bet. Have a good evening.
Fun. Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Everyone, this is Keith Anthony Blanche with the Center of Light Radio every Thursday night, 7 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The music you are hearing in the background is actually Sai Baba, Satya Sai Baba singing. No, he did not go into a recording studio. Someone recorded him singing in front of thousands of people, and they put this beautiful music behind it. That being said, just a quick reminder that my newest book has been released a couple of weeks ago, For the Love of God, a spiritual journey about my pilgrimage, my sojourn to South India to spend time with this avatar, Sathya Sai Baba. I was there for 2 weeks, and I logged my experience, and 15 years later, the book has been released a couple of weeks ago. You can go to www.fortheloveofgodbook.net. Also, you can go to keithanthonyblanchard.com for everything that I have in the form of creative works, speaking engagements, music, everything that I do, everything that I'm about. Always remember, your life is not a dress rehearsal. Passion and sincerity are the keys. Find out what it is you're passionate about. Be sincere about your passion. Implement that every day in your life, and watch what happens. Watch what happens. Believe what happens. Say yes, as Susanna Ferb would say. Say yes to what happens. And that's sort of an allowing into your life. It's the doorway. It's surrendering in that yes. It's giving permission for it to enter into your field. We have very whimsical ideas sometimes in our head, and we fancy them, and we want them, and we salivate over them, but we never do the most important thing, which is to say yes, or somehow allow or appreciate that into your personal space. I bid you all a wonderful evening every Thursday night, 7 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The Center of Light fires off as we head for inner space. I guess you can call me an astronaut. I will look forward to seeing you next week, and my guest is going to be Cynthia Frances Bacon. What an amazing show I have in store for you. This lady talks to Ascended Masters. This lady is the real deal. You will want to be here for this show. Also, you can find me on Facebook at Keith Anthony Blanchard, where I post all my shows, all my upcoming works. I look forward to chatting with you soon. Always remember, be well in ease and to bliss. Namaste.